Play ball!
From Samford University, this is Around the Diamond with head baseball coach Casey Dunn. An inside look at Samford Bulldog baseball. Now with Coach Dunn, here's host Riley Hubbard.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Around the Diamond. I'm pleased to be joined by the head coach of Samford Bulldogs, Coach Casey Dunn. Coach Dunn, thank you for joining us, and I hope you're having a good time in Spartanburg, South Carolina so far.
Man, so far, so good, Riley. Good morning, pretty weather, so hopefully we can have a good night.
Yes, sir. Well, Wofford is a pretty tough test, so 7-4 in conference, 25-17 overall this year. You know, really a tough test for you guys in the Southern Conference. Before we get into that, what do you have to say about, you know, the success last week against UNCG? UNCG is a pretty good program in the Southern Conference, and you guys were able to come away with a sweep. What does that have to say about the way that your team is really getting into their groove this year?
I think the biggest thing, Riley, I was really happy with the way our guys handled the adversity of game two of the series, you know, which was ended up being the first game of the doubleheader on Saturday. But, you know, a game in which we trailed most of the game, we took the lead, we gave it up in the ninth, we found a way to come back and win the game in the tenth. And, you know, really just pleased with how the guys handled that environment, that atmosphere, the, you know, the kind of the emotional roller coaster that that game was, and then, you know, be able to come back in game two of that doubleheader and really just come out and play, you know, probably our best game to this date. So pleased with how we played. I think our challenges are going to get harder and harder over the next 4 weeks, but really pleased with what we've done to this point.
Right. Well, like you said, challenge number one is coming up this weekend against Wofford. What do you have to say about Wofford's team this year and how your team matches up?
I think, first off, you know, when you talk to opposing coaches in the league, they all talk about how good of a club Wofford has. And when you look at their record, they've been really good on the weekends, you know, not so much in the middle of the week. I think there's some issues with their pitching depth. But, you know, on the weekend, they've been good, man. You know, their Friday and Saturday guys are probably as good of a combination as there is in our league. When you look at conference standings, you know, us and them are first and second in about every, you know, every statistical category. So this is a good ball club that we're going to play this weekend. It's a team that's playing with a lot of confidence right now, and, you know, playing them on their home field, we've got a challenge ahead of us.
Right, and over the last couple of weeks, we've seen your lineup be pretty consistent as far as you have Schaefer in left field, you have Cross in the DH spot, the Shearer at first base. Now, how much better did that make it for your team when the lineup, you know, kind of stays the same and you're able to throw the same guys out there every day of the series?
Well, I think anytime as an athlete, you know your role and you know what your expectations are, you have a better chance to succeed. So I think now that we've kind of settled in on some, you know, guys in certain roles, I think it's allowed them to, you know, not necessarily not have the stress or the pressure of performing, but to really know what they're walking into each day and get to the park and know what job they have to perform for. So I do think that helps. It helps a little bit offensively, and I think it really helps a lot with, you know, the pitching side of things when you know what your role is.
Yeah, and after last weekend, you've got to have a lot of confidence in your pitching, especially your starting pitching that performed well last weekend.
You know, our starters got off to a rough beginning, you know, at the beginning of the season. But, you know, I think it was a good job by Coach Shroud of identifying the right three guys from the beginning and then just having the patience and the confidence to stick with them and allow them to work through some of the struggles early in the year. And, you know, last weekend, you know, all three of those guys I thought took another step forward. And, you know, we're going to need them to, you know, even take another step in the right direction this weekend.
Right. You guys go for six straight wins, actually, tonight at Wofford. Hopefully it'll be a good series for you guys. It'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The typical series, we got rid of the Thursday-Saturday series that was last week, kind of threw you guys off a little bit.
No, and hopefully it's a weekend that's weather-free. You know, I feel like every weekend we've played this year, that weather has either adjusted a game time or game days or at least something you had to worry about. But I think we're in good shape today, knock on some wood, that we don't have some weather tonight. But I think we're going to be in good shape, and, you know, hopefully it's going to be a great weekend for the Bulldogs.
Sounds good. Well, good luck this week against Wofford, and be sure to join us next week before the Mercer series at Mercer, two straight road series for the Samford Bulldogs. Remember that you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher. We thank you so much for joining us this week, and we'll see you next week at Macon.
This has been Around the Diamond with Samford University head baseball coach Casey Dunn. For additional coverage of Samford baseball, visit us online at samfordsports.com/baseball. Around the Diamond is a presentation of Samford University Athletics.